Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Record-setting sales levels propelled realtors to one of the best winters ever. The Wisconsin Realtors Association reports from December 2017 through February 2018, more than 13,000 homes were sold, which is the highest winter season since 2005. The Northwoods followed the trend. Economist David Clark says February housing statistics were also in record territory, with sales and pricing hitting new peaks. February home sales rose 5.8% relative to a year ago, and median prices rose 7.4% to $166,000. Clark says a key point is the sales continue to grow while the number of homes available to sell continued to shrink.
Took all the homes statewide that were available to be sold, and you looked at the average monthly pace of sales that's persisted over the last 12 months, it would only take about a little over 3.5 months to liquidate that inventory. A healthy market is around 6 months.
While unemployment is at historic lows in Wisconsin, interest rates are creeping up. In rural counties and the Northwoods, the inventory is close to 6 months. In this area, the median price is up 8% to $140,000. Sales volume rose in February 4% during a traditionally slow time. A growing number of Alzheimer's disease patients means the public support is needed more than ever. That's the message as the local Alzheimer's Association office in Rhinelander holds an event next month. The Memories and Melodies Spring Benefit is set for Holiday Acres Resort near Rhinelander on April 21st. Ken Kroll has more.
Local outreach specialist Julie St. Pierre says there is music with Dave Drevis during the social hour at 5 p.m. and dinner at 6:30 p.m. The evening also has dinner, raffles, and silent auctions. One prize is a week's stay at a cabin in Estes Park, Colorado. St. Pierre says the money raised stays in the community.
The funds we raise go to support the classes that we hold for our caregivers in the area who are taking care of people who are affected by Alzheimer's. They go to support our support groups that we have for our caregivers. I'm a big proponent for our support groups, the peer-to-peer support. That's one of the most valuable things that we can do for our families.
St. Pierre says the funds also support the 24/7 hotline that is available for families with questions, along with supporting local memory cafes. She says a portion of the funds through the events support other efforts.
Ultimately, we would love to see either a more effective way to treat the disease, to prevent people from getting it or cure it, as well as different state and federal advocacy efforts that the Alzheimer's Association participates in.
Julie St. Pierre says the best way to order tickets is to go to the Alzheimer's website at alz.org/GWWI or call 715-352-4091. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel says a new state office of school safety will be staffed by Department of Justice personnel until a permanent director is hired. Schimmel says the office will be established immediately. The school safety office is part of the $100 million school safety bill signed into law by Governor Scott Walker Monday. Schools are being encouraged to email grant applications until a formal application process can be created. The Monday release from Schimmel's office did not establish a timeline for getting the process in place to award the grants. Members of the Wisconsin Senate will reconvene April 4th to consider making changes to the state law on special elections. The new proposal would eliminate the requirement for the governor to call a special election for vacant legislative seats as promptly as possible. A judge has ordered Governor Scott Walker to hold special elections to fill two vacant seats. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has called the ruling impractical because it forces a vote in June when the legislature is already adjourned for the year. Congressman Ron Kind says an open discussion about what can be done to keep students safe needs to happen. The La Crosse Democrat says he believes there are gun safety measures which can be taken without interfering on Second Amendment rights. Kind made his comments during a visit to Eau Claire Monday. He praised the millions of students who marched to end gun violence last weekend. Kind called on President Donald Trump to take action on the issue. Our forecast tonight, patchy fog after midnight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 24. For tomorrow, areas of fog early, otherwise sunny and a high near 54. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 26. On Thursday, partly sunny and a high near 39. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.